This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time now for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. On his mind today is Detroit's emergency manager, Kevin Orr, who has been on the job now for less than 2 weeks. So, Dan, you sat down with someone who knows very well what kind of challenges Kevin Orr faces.
Yeah, Joe Harris, who had been the Auditor General of Detroit for about 10 years from 1995 to 2005, had a brief stint as CFO under Ken Cockrell, his interim mayor, and then was the EM out at in Benton Harbor for 3 years. He just stepped down the 1st of February. This has been somebody I've been talking to for many years about how screwed up, essentially, Detroit was financially, and he's now gone out and tried to do some things in Benton Harbor, and he's got some real serious suggestions for Kevin Orr, one of which is to move very quickly.
I love the quote, get moving like your hair's on fire.
That's exactly right.
So basically, you can't move fast enough.
Right, and I think Kevin Orr knows that. That said, I think the other thing that Joe told me was, you know, he got off on the wrong foot with the what they call the commission out there, the city council, and they really didn't want him there. And he invoked some of the law, which essentially neutered their power. And I think the governor and Kevin Orr have learned from that experience. And I think that's one of the reasons we're out of the box. Kevin Orr said, listen, I'm going to pay council. We need you to be part of this. I think he's going to try as much as he can to keep them in the process. Although we've already seen in the last week, he's taken at least one action and overruled council and moved ahead with something that they had bottled up in committee.
But I think the idea that if it looks like there's a sense of building bridges, there could be more cooperation, for example, than Joe Harris got in Benton Harbor?
I think that may be true. And there's a lot of other variables here. I mean, I'm very interested in this whole notion that EMs don't work in Michigan. And you look at cities, Benton Harbor, Pontiac, Hamtramck,
Flint. Yeah.
I think they're very different. I think one of the fundamental differences is you see a very active business community in Detroit right now. And it's not just Dan Gilbert. It's a lot of people. And I think when you start toting up the investments, private sector investment in the city of Detroit over the last couple of years and even in the last six to 12 months, that number would be in the billions. Dan Gilbert alone has been, between the purchases of all that real estate and the investment they put in, has put more than $1 billion into the city of Detroit. And there are a lot of other people that are doing bigger things and smaller things. And I think that's a real fundamental difference from some of these smaller communities, which, you know, Benton Harbor has Whirlpool, not to diminish that, really important, largest appliance maker in the world, just finishing a $70 million headquarters. That's all good. But on a scale of what's going on in Detroit, it's a lot larger, and the numbers are larger. Of course, the city's larger too.
Sure.
But there are some. I think this is a real interesting development as we go forward.
Dan, what are you hearing from business and foundation leaders regarding these first few days of Kevin Orr's tenure as EM?
Well, I mentioned in this morning's column, I recently had a conversation with somebody who'd met with him and was very impressed with how they said he was very smart. He seemed to understand that the city is essentially a system or a group of systems, and that he needs insiders to help him make it work. I mean, his expertise is really in financial restructuring and focusing on balance sheet, and if he needs to, getting into bankruptcy court. That's, I think, where his focus is. His focus is not in running the operations and overseeing the operations of a municipality. He's going to need help to do that. The question is to what extent he can get the help of the bureaucracy within the city. You talk to people like a Joe Harris, and they will tell you that the culture inside the city, just the business culture itself, the bureaucratic culture, is very resistant to speed, very resistant to change. And you can't – there's this assumption that if you get, you know, an autocratic leader in a corporation or, in this case, an emergency manager in a city, that they can just demand that things happen. That doesn't work that way in most cultures, because the culture is so big and entrenched it can push back. And it's been there a heck of a lot longer than a Kevin Orr.
And you also hear from Joe Harris, he thinks bankruptcy can be avoided.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
And I'm not at all convinced yet, and I firmly believe that is the big hammer here, and that Kevin Orr makes that very clear. But I think part of his message is going to be that he can do more outside of bank, or a lot outside of bankruptcy court. And I think that's true. But ultimately, we have to see one of the lessons, I think, of the Detroit culture, and I mean this generally, more broadly, I'm including the auto industry and the private sector in this. If you look over the last 5 years, you really need existential crises to get these institutions to move. Mm. And is the city of Detroit going to be any different? I'm not at all sure.
Daniel Howe's column is in today's edition of the Detroit News. He, of course, is a business columnist with the news. Dan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, guys.
Stateside on Michigan Radio fulfills your need to know about what's going on in our state. That's why you listen. And that's why we're asking for you to become a supporter at 888-258-9866 or go to michiganradio.org. Listener contributions pay for the news reports, the analysis, and the discussion you hear on Stateside every single day. Help Michigan Radio raise money in support of Stateside and all the programs you enjoy. A gift of $5, $10, or $50 a month is all it takes. You can do your part. Go online to michiganradio.org or call 888-258-9866. Zoe Clark and Tamar Charney are here now to tell you more about the spring membership drive.